USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
After days of upheaval, Venezuela is sinking back into political stalemate. In the fourth month of their standoff, President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido are unable to deliver a knockout blow as Venezuela spirals deeper into neglect, isolation, and desperation. The Trump administration has said Maduro's days are numbered. On Fox News, Mac McClarty, former Clinton White House chief of staff, was asked if the world takes this seriously.
These situations are always dicey, but I think in this case, the administration has done a good job and really initiative from other nations in the region. Brazil, the Lima Group, Argentina, Canada is involved.
The NTSB is on the scene in Florida where a military chartered passenger plane slid off a runway into a shallow river while landing, forcing the 136 passengers and 7 crew members onto a wing to evacuate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
As Berkshire Hathaway shareholders hold their annual meeting in Omaha, CEO Warren Buffett was asked his philosophy about picking an investment.
In the end, it all goes back to Aesop, who in 600 B.C. said, you know, that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Thousands of Berkshire Hathaway shareholders return to Omaha every year to learn from billionaire Warren Buffett and celebrate the company he built through acquisitions and investments. Emergency crews recovered a body from an Illinois silicone plant following a massive explosion Friday night. Two others are missing and presumed dead. CBS Chicago reports a search and recovery operation has been suspended due to concerns of the structural integrity of the building, as well as the hazardous materials inside the plant. The explosion rocked the Waukegan area just before 10 p.m. Friday. 9 employees were inside the plant at the time. Of the surviving employees, 4 were transported to hospitals and 2 declined medical treatment. North Korea has fired several short-range missiles from its eastern coast. South Korea's military bolstered its surveillance in case there are additional launches. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many areas of the nation are experiencing heavy rain and flooding. In Davenport, Iowa, Mayor Frank Klipsch says much of the water is flooding the town's parks and the downtown district.
Fortunately, the breach came in a temporary flood protection system that we implement. We have 9 miles of riverfront and parks along most of that way, so most of the water is in that park system, about 2 blocks into our northeast corner of our downtown and along the length of our city. There's water, and there have been a number of people who we've evacuated.
The latest round of flooding the Midwest has claimed at least 4 lives, closed hundreds of roads, and forced residents of threatened towns to shore up threatened levees with sandbags. In some communities, waters are rising to historic levels. The 145th annual Kentucky Derby set for this evening at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Affectionately called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the race is the first leg of the Triple Crown, followed by the Preakness Stakes on May 18th and the Belmont Stakes on June 8th. Kurt Becker, analyst for the Horse Racing Radio Network and Westwood One Sports, says with favorite Omaha Beach sidelined due to a breathing issue, a new favorite has emerged.
Game winner is the one who will inherit the favorite's role, and that's because of the fact that he was the champion 2-year-old in North America last year. He's got a win here at Churchill Downs. He won last fall here at Churchill in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The knock against him is he has been defeated in both of his starts so far this year. In fact, one of those losses coming to Omaha Beach.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.